Hello, my name is TD3, and this is my podcast, TD3 Brains, where I talk about everything, ranging from coronavirus, to politics, to history. You guys suggest it, and I'll post it. Now, let's get on to the video. So today we're talking about the Illuminati. How it was made, why it was made, and everything like that. So, to get started, let's start with the basics, okay? The Illuminati was created in 18th century Bavaria. Bavaria was, at the time, a country that was ruled... right now, Bavaria is part of Germany. But it was a country that was ruled by religious leaders. The Catholics, for example. The Catholics were in charge of... Bavaria. At the moment, but I'm pretty sure, so please don't. It could have been any religion. They were just very, very religious and political. And there was this guy named Adam Weishaupt, and Adam Weishaupt wanted, he didn't like the religion being in charge of the politics, right? He thought that politics and religion should be two separate things, right? They can still be alive. He liked religion, right? He thinks religion's a good thing. Religion gives you a meaning of life and stuff like that. But, I mean, like, seriously, he didn't want them to be in charge of everyone. He didn't want them to be the presidents and kings and queens. So, he made this little separate group where he would share his ideologies around. So, this group was called the Illuminati, right? And it was really secret because they didn't want any of the religious leaders finding out that they had made a group against them. Right? So, anyway, what happened was the Illuminati was given secret names and secret symbols. For example, a triangle up to your eye, which is a very, very common one nowadays, or they were also given names. For example, like, Weishaupt was called Spartacus. The leader of the Illuminati was called Spartacus. Spartacus was the leader, one of the main people, part of the Roman Rebellion, where the prisoners rose up against the Romans, right? Prisoners and slaves. He called himself Spartacus. And then we get to that point right there where you're like, okay, well, isn't the Illuminati based on conspiracy theories and those types of things? Many people think that the conspiracy theories tie on to all this stuff, right? Maybe they're making conspiracy theories for a reason. And conspiracy theories, let's be honest, spread around really fast in our countries and everyone because people like hearing about little things. Like, if you hear predictions for 2021, you might be like, ooh, there's this coming. I better prepare for this, right? You guys everyone likes, even I do, don't want to, like, a boring old earth. They want to figure out new, you know, exciting things that are happening. Ooh, there's a secret society. Ooh, there's a Loch Ness monster. Ooh, there's Bigfoot. Right? It makes people excited, and that's the reason. So, many people think that they use, they use political events and stuff to hide their doings and stuff. For example, if anyone knows too much, they could use a political event to turn it all down. Maybe, you could say anything as part of the Illuminati right now. Or you could see the assassination of John F. Kennedy, the 9/11, the French Revolution and the American Revolution are pretty big ones because the Illuminati started out as a group that wanted free rights and rights and stuff, and so the French Revolution and the American Revolution were all about freedom and rights. So the Illuminati has been a big part of politics for a while. Then there was this guy called Neig, but Neig's name was Philip, and I don't know exactly who that is, but in the Illuminati, if you ever join, there were 13 degrees of initiation, 13 levels that you could climb up in through the ranks. And there were three classes. There was first class, second class, and third class. Now, weirdly, third class is probably the best class, and first class is the worst class. And so the first class was people that are just joined, right? They were, that there's some, like, very specific names. It initiates the worst one. Then Novus, then Minerval, then Illuminatus Minor, and then second class, people usually do the recruitments, and they usually they usually preside over the meetings that the first class does. And then the third class is in charge of everyone. They're like the kings of the whole area. So that's a little background information. Now we're going to talk about the more specifics. Now the Illuminati was destroyed, right? The religious leaders eventually found out that the Illuminati was doing this. And so they decided to go out and they said no more secret societies, and they arrested a bunch of the members and stuff like that, and many people were exiled and stuff like that. And many people think that some of the Illuminati's members stayed alive and they sparked the French Revolution. And even Thomas Jefferson said himself that Weishaupt, the guy who made the Illuminati, the guy who was in charge of it, the guy who started it all, Thomas Jefferson said that many of his ideologies and choices were based on what Weishaupt's opinions, which is very, very cool. I'm sorry I'm talking with all these big words, right? But, yeah, and so the Illuminati aimed to create, quote-unquote, a state of liberty and moral equality. Now, I'm getting some of this quotes and stuff from the National Geographic site, so that shout out right there. Just gotta go to National Geographic, and then go to History, World History, magazines, articles, profiles, and then go to Adam Weishaupt, and Illuminati secret societies and everything, and you'll find it. Just look up Illuminati National Geographic, it'll pop up. So, yeah, there was all these things, and yeah, that's what the Illuminati, like, the Illuminati pyramid that's really famous, like, on the dollar bill and stuff, right, with the eye, with triangle and stuff, the famous sign for the Illuminati. That, if you count, is actually 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. There's 13 layers. Remember, guys, there were 13 levels and 3 classes, right? So, at the very, very top of it all is a big eye. That could be the big creator of all. There's many theories and ideologies out there. Not ideologies, just theories. Now, thank you guys for listening. If you guys want another episode like this where I talk about the Illuminati or do something else like this. Oh, yeah, and I also like to say that there was later a rebellion against the Bavarian, against the religious leaders. And, yeah, and Bavaria right now is not owned by religious leaders, of course. But thank you guys for listening, and bye!